In New Orleans, the sounds of brass bands, zydeco, gospel, rock, and rap this weekend. The city's annual Jazz and Heritage Festival is in its second day. It's New Orleans' first major music event since Hurricane Katrina, and as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, the city is hoping it will kickstart recovery.
On the festival stages, there are big-name acts and homegrown musical heroes. Elvis Costello, Alan Toussaint, Paul Simon, and Irma Thomas. Music that's as eclectic as New Orleans. On the ground, they're the infectious sounds of second-line parades. Here we go. With whistles, blaring horns, and pounding drums, the Big Nine Brass Band leads a procession of musicians, marchers, and a second line of dancing festival-goers. Big Nine's president, Ronald W. Lewis, says after months of worry about the squalor and devastation left behind by Hurricane Katrina, there is joy and a sense of purpose at this year's Jazz Fest.
You know, we just here to show that our spirit is still there, that you know, We used to have adversity.
The big questions have been whether New Orleans could pull this festival off and whether enough people outside of Louisiana would come here to make it successful.
I'm Molly Blair. I'm from Seattle. My husband and I are actually originally from here.
My name's Norman Kahn. I'm from Amherst County, Virginia.
Colleen Church, Austin, Texas.
There are also plenty of people from New Orleans. Last year, nearly a half million people in all attended. Organizers like Don Marshall are hoping to do as well this year. He says it's been exciting to bring New Orleans' musical community back together, but also costly.
In the past, we could, you know, tell a local band just to come on over to the festival. Here's your parking passes. Be on stage at such and such a time. Here's your dressing room. Now it's providing, you know, airline tickets, hotel reservations, a lot of coordination. So the budget has expanded tremendously.
Typically, it takes about $10 million to run this two-weekend extravaganza. It's second only to Mardi Gras in terms of its potential to help the area recover economically. Last year, it generated $300 million in business. Kelly Schultz with the New Orleans Metropolitan Convention Bureau says that's why so much is riding on this year's festival.
If it were not for tourism in New Orleans, every family in the state of Louisiana would have to pay an additional $2,000 in taxes. So that should give you some idea of the economic impact of how important this is to the state, not only to New Orleans, but to the entire state.
Attendance figures won't be released until after the festival ends next weekend, but organizers say advance sales were running at about 75%.
What's coming up, Red?
At one of the food tents, festival-goers lined up for fried chicken and spicy jambalaya. Even though Hurricane Katrina had destroyed her restaurant, owner Iva Jones had traveled from Dallas with a crew of family and friends to continue her now 20-year tradition of selling food here.
Jazz Fest didn't miss a beat this year. Not at all. We are back on track just like Jazz Fest. This is a good feeling because it feels like home like it used to be, you know. So if you close your eyes and didn't go outside of the fairgrounds, you would just think this is another year of Jazz Fest.
But this year, the first post-Katrina Jazz Festival is different, and a chance for a giant family of musicians, artists, and even festival-goers like high school friends Douglas Moulinson and Veronica Downsaucy to reconnect.
And this is a special year because it's reconnection after all of the devastation. So, yes.
And I know they thought a lot of people weren't coming, but people are just coming to see the city. They have two reasons, come for Jazz Fest, and then they're coming just to see, you know, what happened in the city, you know. Yeah. We're glad we're coming back.
We're glad everybody's back.
Coming.
Yeah, come on back.
Come back.
Please come home.
And as the music plays, that's the message the city wants everyone to hear. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New Orleans.
Don't see, don't see, don't see that it was wrong.